I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, December 17th. An armed home invasion in North Quincy last night is under investigation. Residents of the home at 17 Flint Street say two men armed with guns burst into their home at around 11 p.m. and stole a bag containing $15,000 in cash and a cell phone. The three residents say the gunmen entered through an unlocked door, held a gun to the neck of one resident, then stole the money and an iPhone and fled in a white motor vehicle driven by a third person. Suspects were described as Asian males between 30 and 35 years old, wearing dark hooded sweatshirts. There were no injuries. An investigation is underway. The brother of the man who was convicted for the death of Christopher McCallum of Quincy has avoided jail time. 36-year-old Stephen Potter of Boston accepted a plea deal requiring him to complete anger management classes, 80 hours of community service, and serve 2 years probation. Potter was facing assault and battery charges in connection with the fight outside the Nickerson American Legion post in Squantum on January 26th of 2019 that led to the death of Christopher McCallum. Potter's brother Matthew was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month for McCallum's death and sentenced to 3 to 4 years in prison. Some Massachusetts police departments say they will increase patrols at local schools in response to public concerns about a wave of threats rumored to be circulating on TikTok. While some departments said they were receiving numerous calls from worried parents, there is little other evidence that the threats are credible or that they even exist. TikTok wrote in a statement on Twitter that it has not found evidence of such threats originating or spreading on its platform. Here in Quincy, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says there will be increased police presence around school buildings today as a precaution, out of an abundance of caution. Mulvey says guidance staff will be available to assist any students who may feel anxious or concerned about returning to school. It's not the first time that a dubious TikTok rumor has roiled schools. In October, the Braintree school officials said a teacher was assaulted in connection with the so-called Slap a Teacher Challenge, despite little evidence the challenge ever existed on TikTok. Quincy is receiving a $2.3 million state grant to pay for the new General McConville Way in Quincy Center. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito and other state and city officials gathered at Quincy City Hall yesterday to learn about the grant, which officials say will allow for the development of a new medical complex, new commercial space, and new parking garage. There will also be an acre of new green space. The funds will also be used to make improvements to the intersections of the Hannon Parkway in Quincy Center. City's also receiving a $75,000 grant to conduct a review of Quincy's inclusionary zoning ordinance and a $100,000 grant to support a minority business roundtable that will provide access to digital marketing expertise to about 24 minority-owned businesses. Officials said the new roadway will create hundreds of homes and jobs for Quincy residents and represent a lasting tribute to Quincy native General James McConville, the 40th Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. Manette Community Health Center will be holding a COVID-19 vaccination clinic Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at 180 Old Colony Avenue behind the Central Middle School in Quincy. You can schedule an appointment at manettechc.org or call 617-376-3000. Check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 29. The NASDAQ fell 385, and the S&P dropped 41. Shares also fell in Asia. The dollar is down. The euro is up. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports: Islanders beat the Bruins 3-1, and Boston will be in Montreal tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Celtics and Golden State Warriors at the Garden tonight, 7:30. Of course, Patriots in Indianapolis tomorrow night at 8:20 to take on the Colts. The National Weather Service forecast: sunny today with the temperatures falling throughout the day into the 40s. For tomorrow, wintry mix at a high 36 degrees. Cloudy Sunday, high 38. Partly cloudy 30 on Monday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. A busy west wind gusting to 30 knots. High tide 10 a.m. Sunrise 707, set at 4:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, December 17th.